Well, coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday here in our community, United Church of Chapel Hill is holding their alternative gift market. It's going to be 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, 9 to 3 on Saturday. It's been going on for a while, and as holiday season comes around, it's time for another round. And we are joined here in the studio by a couple of folks. Henry Lister is with United Church of Chapel Hill, which is also sponsoring this conversation, and Jack Dennis is the director of Chapel Hill and Carrboro's Peacemaking Scholarship Fund. She's going to be one of the beneficiaries of an event that's happening on Friday, which we'll talk about as well. Henry and Jack, thank you so much for being here with us in the studio today.
Hey, we're thrilled to be here, and thanks for having us.
So, Henry, let me start with you. What is an alternative gift market?
Well, we're trying to get people out of the big boxes and bring them to a gift market that provides gifts that give twice. What we mean by that is that most of these vendors, there will be 45 vendors at the market during the weekend, are selling goods that are supporting some group, like Guatemalan weavers or Haitian metal workers or prison inmates who do work, as Habitat for Humanity. All of these organizations come, they offer goods as an alternative way of giving a gift that gives twice, instead of going and buying something from one of the big box stores.
Awesome. And again, this has been going on for how many years, actually?
Well, actually, this is our 29th year.
Wow.
We're 1 year short of RSVP.
So next a lot of activity that started up in like 89, 90 here.
Well, yes. Actually, we housed the IFC when they decided to do RSVP at our house when we were on the campus at Cameron Avenue. Now we're up on Martin Luther King Boulevard, up between Homestead Road and the soccer fields. But the spawn of all of this was a lot of energy at the same time by a lot of the same people. Mm-hmm. This started out 29 years ago with the Heifer Project and somebody that was selling candles to paper whites for peace type of thing. So it was six vendors our first year. We're now over 50 tables. We use every room we have in our church. And it's a big day of festivities. It's a lot of fun. And this year we have the real excitement of having the market kick off on Friday night with a Peacemaking Scholarship Fundraising Concert.
And for that, we turn to Jack Denniston with the Peacemaking Scholarship Fund. Tell us about the concert, first of all. What's it going to entail?
You bet. It'll be an evening of big brass, pipe organ, choirs, the adult choir, the youth choir. And we think that it'll be a wonderful sound in that big sanctuary there. The Amici Brass Quintet will be performing a piece by Copland, a piece by Bach.
Awesome.
And that's a plenty. And then we'll be joined by Bob on the pipe organ for a piece by Strauss, Solemn Entry. And then we'll be joined by the choirs for several numbers that have music by Ralph Vaughan Williams. And so it'll be just a glorious sound. And then for the grand finale, everybody in the room will be invited to join in singing a hymn along with the brass and the organ.
Really cool. And that's going to be at 7:30 on Friday night, also at United Church of Chapel Hill, right? Which
Absolutely.
Is located on MLK Boulevard right by Homestead Road. And the funds raised from that are going to go to the Peacemaking Scholarship Fund. Tell us about that. What does it entail?
Glad to. About 10 years ago, in fact, exactly 10 years ago, we started talking about peacemaking scholarship with other members of the community here. Other churches, organizations, individuals thought that would be a good idea. So we started raising money and awarding scholarships. Since then, we've awarded 22 scholarships, usually in the amount of $1,000 each.
Awesome. And again, if you want more information on all of this, you can head to United Church of Chapel Hill's website, unitedchurch.org, unitedchurch.org/peacemaking for more info on the benefit concert and the scholarship fund, unitedchurch.org/market for more info on the alternative gift market, which is, again, Friday and Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 9 to 3 at United Church of Chapel Hill. Speaking with Jack Denniston, you just heard him, also Henry Lister from United Church of Chapel Hill. And Henry, this is not just a great holiday market, but also really serves the church's mission as well, right?
Yes. Church World Service and the Interfaith Council are both recipients of funds that our internal people generate through sales of gifts. You can give You can give a water buffalo for Christmas if you want to. We also...
And who wouldn't, right?
I'm telling you, I've given my father-in-law three water buffaloes in the last 30 years.
Jack, be careful what you wish for there. You just said that into a live microphone. You're going to get a whole bunch of water buffaloes.
Well, I thought that was Aaron said that.
The gifts go to the Church World Service project called School Safe Zones. We're helping to... build the infrastructure for education in East Kenya by providing classrooms, dormitories for kids. They come from a long distance away, so a lot of the kids have to stay in a dormitory during the school week. Sanitary lavatories are a big thing. Prior to this, kids would leave their dirt floor school room and just walk out into the wild and take care of their business and come back. Mm-hmm. That really made it difficult for a lot of young girls to continue their education. So part of School Safe Zones is to provide a good education, teacher training, classrooms, dormitories, and sanitary lavatories to increase the number of young girls that continue their education in East Kenya. And it's been enormously successful. I'll say in the last 7 years, we've made donations of over $107,000, and since 1985, we've given Church World Service over $400,000.
It really drives home the point of gifts that give twice. You've got some great vendors there that make a big difference in the world, and then the funds raised go to some terrific causes as well. And it's not just the market, right? We've got a silent auction as well?
We have what's called God's Bidding Online Auction, where members of our congregation will give rides to the airport, an apple pie, a German stolen, a vacation house for 3 days or for a week, boat rides on Lake Jordan, fishing trips to go fly fishing. So our members donate these gifts of their time and their service. People bid on them, and that's where we generate a lot of the money that goes to Church World Services from the online auction. So if you go to the market page, unitedchurch.org/market, you will be directed to how to go to God's Bidding Online, and anybody can bid. It's a silent auction that runs until December the 8th, and then it ends, and they pay their money, and they collect their prizes.
Awesome. So again, you can get online, unitedchurch.org/market for more on that silent auction. Begins on Friday and runs through December 8th. And then, of course, head to United Church of Chapel Hill Friday and Saturday for the alternative gift market itself. Also, the Peacemaking Scholarship Fund concert Friday night at 7:30. So we wrap up this conversation. Jack Denniston, other things that people need to know about the concert, about the scholarship fund, anything else?
Sure. Thanks, Aaron. I would say that people should know that these scholarships are awarded to high school seniors who go to school or live in Chapel Hill or Carrboro. So anyone in this community who's a senior in high school who is an activist in peacemaking, social justice, the environment, that sort of thing, can apply for this scholarship and win $1,000 to apply to their college expenses.
And then, Henry Lister, final things that people need to know about the market?
Well, to both events, I say, bring your checkbook. I mean, this is a mercenary act, I would say. You know, while we're trying to do good with it, and we do good with the money that we receive, we ask people to come and spend freely and know that they're doing good by doing it.
UnitedChurch.org/market for more on the alternative gift market. Again, Friday from 5 to 8, Saturday from 9 to 3 at United Church of Chapel Hill near the intersection of MLK and Homestead. UnitedChurch.org/peacemaking for more on the Peacemaking Scholarship Fund and the benefit concert, which is going to be at the church Friday night at 7:30. Jack Denniston, Henry Lister, thank you so much for being with us today.
You rock, Aaron. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Aaron.